front page of the May 29th Florida Today, the main story was about a very historical event. It begins, spacewalking astronauts wound up 13 years of International Space Station assembly this past week, putting the finishing touches on a legitimate contender for the greatest engineering achievement of all time. The Apollo moon landings, the Panama Canal, the Great Wall of China, and the pyramids of Giza all rank among the top engineering endeavors in human history. But many think the $100 billion space station, a project involving 100,000 people in 15 nations on three continents, deserves consideration too. On May 27th of this year, Commander Mark Kelly of Endeavour Space Shuttle called Mission Control, and it wasn't Houston, we have a problem, but it was the Space Shuttle assembly is complete. And during the 159th spacewalk, Greg Shamatov, one of the Endeavour astronauts, after taking pictures of the just completed space station, said, "We're floating here on the shoulders of giants. This space station is the pinnacle of human achievement and international cooperation." Over the past 50 years or more, many of our parishioners have provided their shoulders and their creativity and their hard work to help build the space program. One of our parishioners who recently passed away, Ralph Loning, worked on the Apollo program, the lunar landing. And as you can see in our June newsletter, Looking Up, there's an article about his work and a plaque that has recently been put up on the west end of our hall. The stairs that go up to the second floor, he salvaged from the Apollo space program, and there's a very nice plaque there about him. The International Space Station was begun in 1998 when a U.S. module was joined with a Russian module. That was an historic event because nations started working together, especially nations who had previously been enemies. To commemorate this remarkable engineering achievement, Pope Benedict actually called the International Space Station from the Vatican. He reached out to the astronauts, and he asked them how their unique perspective from the frontier of the universe makes them think about difficult questions back here on Earth. In a video hookup between the Vatican and the space station, Pope Benedict asked the astronauts how science can help in the pursuit of peace and the need to protect our fragile planet. His first question dealt with violence and war and was addressed to the Endeavour mission commander, Mark Kelly, whose wife, Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords, was still recovering after being critically injured in a shooting in January. Acknowledging the attack and wishing her a full recovery, the Pope said, "When you are contemplating Earth from up there, do you ever wonder about the way nations and people live together down here, about how science can contribute to the cause of peace?" Kelly said that because the space station itself was up and running only as the result of the efforts of many countries, it was itself a good model for international cooperation. And because it is operated entirely on limitless solar power, he said better development of that technology on Earth could reduce the struggle over energy resources, which is the cause of much violence and war in our world now. The Pope asked Mike Finke, the mission specialist for the shuttle, what advice he would pass on to children who will live in a world strongly influenced by your experiences and discoveries. The The astronaut said that he hoped the space mission would, quote unquote, let the children of the planet know that there is a whole universe for us to go and explore. And when we do it together, there is nothing we cannot achieve. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost Sunday is the antidote for what happened in the book of Genesis, the building of the Tower of Babel. That was another human project trying to reach to the heavens, but it was more a project of trying to storm heavens without God and for human beings to try to be like God. This sin of pride had its effect. The people who worked on that project, who were able to understand the same language, found themselves in competition and conflict, and their languages became confused. And as a result of that project, they were scattered over the whole earth. The sin of pride. At Pentecost, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the people could again understand each other's and understand the different languages. Babel and the Babel that came from the Tower of Babel was reversed. What sin had split, the Holy Spirit began to heal. Our International Space Station is a great achievement, but nations working together is even a greater achievement. To appreciate this accomplishment, all we need to think back is to 1989, when the Berlin Wall came down. Prior to 1989, a giant tower had been built in East Berlin. It was, and just below the top of it, there was a rotating restaurant. The communist officials then intended it to be a showpiece to the West, but instead, a fluke in design turned it into a giant embarrassment. Whenever the sun hit the tower in a certain way, the tower turned into a huge, shimmering cross. Officials tried to repaint the tower to blot out the cross, but to no avail. Something similar happened in Jerusalem after the crucifixion of Jesus. Officials hoped that the death of Jesus on the cross would blot out the Christian movement. But instead, it did just the opposite. The Christian movement began to spread like a forest fire. It spread so spectacularly that by the year AD 64, it had become a powerful force in faraway Rome. It became so powerful that the Roman Emperor Nero made it the target of an all-out persecution. How did Christianity in 30 short years grow from a tiny spark into a raging inferno? The amazing story is outlined in the Acts of the Apostles, and we'll be studying that in our special Bible study in the fall. And the starting point for this amazing story is what happened in the Gospel and in the Acts of the Apostles that we heard today. The Holy Spirit, whom Jesus had promised to send his disciples, descended upon them on Pentecost and transformed them. Pentecost was a major Jewish festival, a Thanksgiving celebration for the harvest, and also in thanks for the covenant that God made with Moses and the chosen people. Pentecost means 50, and it was celebrated 50 years after Passover. 7 weeks of 7 days plus the feast day. The church continues this tradition by celebrating the Feast of Pentecost 50 days after Easter. This explains why Jews from all over the world were gathered in Jerusalem. They were celebrating this great Jewish feast. And this also explains why Jews speaking many different languages were gathered together at one time. What was a feast of the harvest became a feast of the harvest of all nations, what we refer to now as the birthday of the church. This brings us, each one of us, to where we are right now. What the Holy Spirit began on Pentecost is left for us to complete. Like the disciples of Jesus in today's gospel, each one of us received the Holy Spirit in a personal way at our baptism and confirmation. And like the disciples of Jesus, we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit for a purpose. We are to go forth to preach the good news to all peoples. To use Paul's words in today's second reading, we are to bring all peoples into the one body of Christ, where we are all given the one Spirit to drink. What does that mean for each of us? It means that we are to take an active role in the church's preaching of the gospel to all peoples, to support the missionary efforts of the church, but also to preach the gospel in our own lives. What we profess here on Sunday, we must put into practice on the other 6 days of the week. If we did that, people would be flocking to our church. If we were to live out the Holy Spirit in our lives, we could build something even greater than an international space station. We could build the kingdom of God right here on earth.